I think when we're trying to predict the future, we most often try to imagine something that's radically different from what we already have, right? We assume because of our biases toward popular culture and sci-fi that the future will look radically different, that we're going to be wearing spacesuits and jumpsuits and the cars will be flying and everything will be totally different. And we seem to forget that a lot of what happens in the future, some parts of it may change, but a lot of it is fundamentally the same.
That was David Sacks, author of The Future is Analog. Welcome to Hospitality Daily. I'm your host, Josiah McKenzie. I came across an article David wrote a couple weeks ago and found his perspective about what we get wrong about future predictions so compelling, and invited him to join us here to talk a little bit about the implications for hospitality. We started our conversation by talking about how the past few years give us a glimpse into the future and how that might guide the future we want to build.
When the pandemic arrived 3 years ago, all of a sudden, everybody really had to immerse themselves in digital for everything in order to survive. And that really made us confront the sort of benefits, but also the limits of digital technology. And I think it forced us to really assess the deeper values of the analog spaces and interpersonal interactions that had previously been kind of, I don't know, the default mechanism by which we lived our lives. And suddenly there was an option, right? You didn't have to go to a conference now. You could do a virtual conference. So what was that like? How did you compare the two? Which one worked for you and what didn't? What were you missing when that part of your life, whatever that part of your life was, went onto a screen? And so this book really confronts those questions using my own experience and the experience of those I interviewed, as well as, you know, data and other things. But I think it's the sort of key question going forward as we figure out what's next.
What do we get wrong when we're trying to predict the future?
I think when we're trying to predict the future, we most often try to imagine something that's radically different from what we already have. We assume because of our biases toward popular culture and sci-fi that the future will look radically different, that we're going to be wearing spacesuits and jumpsuits and the cars will be flying and everything will be totally different. And we seem to forget that a lot of what happens in the future, some parts of it may change, but a lot of it is fundamentally the same, right? So a hotel now and a hotel, I don't know, 100 years ago are fundamentally the same thing. There are certain aspects of it that new technology has changed, but a hotel is a place where you get to sleep. It is a building. It has doors. There are rooms. Hopefully the rooms have bathrooms. There are beds. The beds have sheets. These are the sort of core of it. That, like, 95% of that is no different than it was if you went into a hotel in the late 19th century or late 70s, like an inn, you know, in the Middle Ages, right? It's like, where is, you know, I need somewhere to rest my weary head. And so I think we try to stretch this notion of what it's going to be quite far. And we focus on the technology or the gadgets or the things we can build because those are the easiest things to reimagine. But the most important part about anything, hospitality especially, are the human interactions. And those don't change. And so we tend to overcorrect on the technological interaction or the physical interaction of devices or gadgets or utensils or whatever. But when you get down to the fundamental core of hospitality, the height of the experience, the value of the experience is, with the exception of very transactional stuff, is going to be that human interaction. And the more human, the higher value it is, right? The highest value, luxury travel, luxury, you know, fine dining or whatever, it's the most human. And the lowest margin stuff, like a Japanese pod hotel or, you know, low-cost airline or fast food, is the most automated and the least human of the experience. But what we want from hospitality, and the core of that word, is a feeling of welcoming, of someone being hospitable to our needs as humans. And that isn't going to change. Technology doesn't simply take that desire away or that feeling of positive association that we have with that. In fact, it elevates it.
One of the things that you called out in some of your writing is experiencing this library in Seoul that had great architecture and saying this is maybe a little bit more what the future looks like. But I'd love to get your thoughts. What might the future of hospitality look like? And what do you think it doesn't look like?
I think the future of hospitality looks a lot like the past, right? We know what a comfortable hotel room looks and feels like. We know what a welcoming restaurant looks like. And the idea that it's going to be radically different, I think, is beside the point. Design might change, taste might change, colors might change, flavors might change, this bed technology might change. You know, there are certain things that we want, but like, other than like a reliable Wi-Fi connection and maybe the ability to have Netflix on the TV and sync with your account and like enough up-to-date charging ports next to the bed, you know, the fundamental difference is not that new, right? And I think it's the same with restaurants. So I think what it looks like is an updated and constantly changing version of the same thing. And, you know, each is going to be to its demographic. A Motel 6 is going to be very different from a Four Seasons. But that consistency of what those things are is relatively new. And I think where it gets it wrong is like, oh, everything needs to be like a Tesla. I think when it comes to supply chain management, when it comes to medical technology, we want the latest and greatest. But in hospitality, again, what do we want? We want comfort, right? We want a certain level of quiet and sophistication. That's the pinnacle. The most expensive, highest value experiences in hospitality are the ones that are not the most flashy, the most LED lights. The worst restaurants are the ones with like the most televisions, unless they're a sports bar.
It's so funny because I think even being here in San Francisco, I kind of get a front row seat of people trying different stuff. You see robots going down the street with delivery, whatever. There's a coffee concept called Cafe X where there's robots making your coffee at the airport. But then there's also burger spots around the city that are fully automated with robots. This was three or four years ago. If I walk by them now, they're all closed, right?
Yeah.
And if I walk through SFO,
that Saudi VC funding dried
up. It's gone. And if I walk through the airport, Cafe X maybe has one tourist taking a photo, and then all the other coffee shops have massive lines. I'd love to get your take on this. Let me know by joining the discussion on the Hospitality Daily LinkedIn page. Hospitality Daily is brought to you by HotelOperations.com, my website that shows you how to empower your teams to deliver results. Every Monday morning, I publish a weekly briefing that includes new case studies, research, and how-to guides that I've written with input from top hotel operations leaders around the globe. Sign up to receive this for free at HotelOperations.com/newsletter. I'm also working on another project that might interest you. People often ask me what technology they should use to run their hospitality business. It's hard to know which of the many different property management systems is best. Rather than answering this question myself, I want you to hear the experiences of others. So I'm creating an independent guide with and for hotel operators about this. If you're interested, you can learn more and request early access at propertymanagementsystems.com. Again, that's one word, propertymanagementsystems.com. And that's it. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it with a friend or colleague. If you have any feedback, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me editor@hospitalitydaily.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.